If we study the sacred scripture, we understand how important the temple was for the people of Israel. It was their identity. It was the place where God dwelled. It was so important to them that they built it up into a beautiful, adorned with great and costly items. And so the words of today's gospel are very striking to them, that not a stone would be left unturned. It's also a reminder to us, as we often know, that things come to an end. You think about the great buildings that we build, they eventually crumble and fall. You think about the great kingdoms and the great businesses that we construct, and eventually they too fail. You think about all the energy that we put into exercising and building up our health, and we know that our body eventually fails as well. It's the excuse that I give to my trainer for not exercising. It's a reminder that things come to an end. And we come to the last part of our liturgical year to see this liturgical year, this year of grace, come to an end. And it's a good time to reflect on all the things that have happened in this year, and to ask ourselves an important question. What have I been building? What have all my efforts been put to? We know that bills come and go, and we know that there's a requirement to build up wealth in order to secure our future. But we also recognize the difference between material and spiritual things. Material things seem very attractive, and we want them. We want to possess more of them. But when we have them, we recognize how dissatisfying they are. For example, at 10 o'clock at night, you want to eat the Whataburger. And you know that you want to have that Whataburger, and you buy one Whataburger and maybe some fries and some things like that. And as soon as you take that in, you recognize that wasn't the best idea. Becomes dissatisfying very quickly. But think about the spiritual things. The spiritual things don't seem very attractive. You don't want to engage in them. You don't necessarily want to be kind or patient. But when you do, you recognize that not only is it fulfilling, but it gives you something more. Material things, once they are given away, you no longer possess them. If I give you a piece of land, I no longer have that land. You do, and I do not. But with spiritual things, it's different. If I'm kind to you, if I'm generous to you, if I'm patient with you, not only do you possess that, but I possess it all the more. To build up the spiritual things is really the lasting and enduring fulfillment of which we seek. It's the things that endure forever. As we come to the liturgical year, the end and its conclusion, let us reflect back on the ways in which we have built. Have we sought the things which are material, which will always be dissatisfying in the end, and will crumble and fall? Or have we truly set out our hearts to build up the spiritual gifts of love, patience, kindness, generosity? It's in those things that we build a strong and lasting temple, a temple where God dwells not only in this life, but also in the life to come. As we reflect on these things, let us place our energy there. It's there that we can build a true and lasting kingdom, a kingdom of truth, a kingdom of joy, a kingdom of love and compassion that endures forever.